57 degrees. A news update at 7 is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The presidential campaign coming down to the final push across a handful of states on this election eve. Kamala Harris will spend all of today in Pennsylvania. Donald Trump will be there in Michigan and in North Carolina. 30,000 households and businesses without power in Oklahoma following a string of tornadoes near Oklahoma City. Governor Kevin Stitt on tomorrow's voting.
Tuesday for the polling stations, we're prioritizing making sure those are all up. We'll advise the public if there's any issue there with the polling stations and kind of reroute people if we need to, if that comes.
78 million Americans have already cast their ballots. The King and Queen of Spain, as well as the Prime Minister, all pelted with mud when they tried to visit the hard-hit Valencia region. That area of southeast Spain hit with deadly flooding last week. People accused the government of not doing enough. The great Quincy Jones, who produced Michael Jackson's Thriller and hundreds of other hits, has died. He was 91. This is ABC News. Red flag warnings are up in Southern California, triggered by high winds and low humidity. Similar conditions in the Bay Area. PG&E saying it could shut off power to thousands as soon as Election Day to avoid sparking wildfires. Dawson's Creek star James Vanderbeek revealing he has colorectal cancer. More on the 47-year-old actor from ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
Vanderbeek saying he revealed the diagnosis earlier than he wanted because I was informed that a tabloid was going to run with the news. Apologies to all the people in my life who I'd planned on telling myself. It comes amid a disturbing rise in the number of younger Americans diagnosed with colorectal cancer. Rates among people under age 55 have doubled since 1995. Doctors say factors include poor diet, lack of exercise, smoking, heavy alcohol use, obesity, and they say knowing your family history is crucial.
Retailers are stocking up on extra-large TV screens for the holidays, demand growing for big TVs measuring more than 8 feet across. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For some of you, the colder weather means you have more time for card making. At the Creative Outlet, we are having a stamping reduction sale. This sale includes all regular and clearance stamps, ink pads, and chalks. Stock up and save an additional 30% on all stamping supplies at the Creative Outlet on Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Some supplies are limited, so shop while the selection is best.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette at the Prescription Center. Our new store at 930 Sexonville Road is great. We have room, windows, and the same friendly people. Thank you to all who have continued to allow us to care for you. Please remember to check when you register with your provider that the Prescription Center is your preferred pharmacy. At our new location, we are now able to be pet friendly. If you are riding with your pet, please bring them in. We would love to meet them. It is Part D time again. There are lots of changes this year. Large increases in deductibles, the ability for your Part D plan to cover your copays, so January is not so expensive, and changes to cover drugs. It is important that you check your coverage for next year. We will do that for free. We have our drive up in place, so pull up to the door and call 647-8806. Paul will run or walk your prescription and pet treats out. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy, but that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they-them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Having at least one major credit card and using it responsibly is a great way to build healthy credit. At WCCU Credit Union, we recognize that different lifestyles require different options. If you like to keep it simple, we offer a Platinum card. However, if you enjoy earning perks, you'll love our Ruby Rewards or Emerald Cashback cards. Both come with great ways to earn points and some free travel insurance, too. At WCCU, not only do we offer some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs, but we also service them locally with people you know and trust. With holiday shopping and traveling coming up, now's a great time to apply online for your card at WCCU.coop. Or for more information, visit any of our WCCU offices.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union. Feel so right.
Looking for some adorable Halloween and fall decor? Head on down to Court & Main in downtown Richland Center. Right now, everything Halloween and fall is 50% off. From cute pumpkins to cozy throw blankets, festive table settings, and charming wall art, you'll find everything you need to get into the spooky spirit at a great price. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Come visit us. We can't wait to see you.
Stay tuned for your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Remember, you don't need 20% down to buy a house.
A high in the upper 60s today, cloudy and warmer with scattered showers. Overcast and mild with periods of rain tonight, a low of 55. Tuesday, 64 for a high with scattered showers. A brief thunderstorm is also possible. Tuesday night, a low of 38 with decreasing clouds and cooler conditions. Partly cloudy Wednesday at a high of 54. Thursday, 56 with sunny skies and a few clouds, but mild for November Friday and a high of 57. Right now in Richland Center, southwest winds are at a couple miles per hour. We received a little over 2 inches of rain in that rain, especially from early yesterday morning until late last night. It seemed like it just never ended. We're at 57 degrees currently. Sunrise from the center is a little earlier now. How'd you do with the time change? Yesterday seemed a little long, I guess, especially during that Packer game. Here's Phil Vassar.
I was 10, I was thin, I was playing first base with a secondhand glove and dirt on my face in nowhere, Virginia. Who'd ever figure that kid in the yard would go very far? His 419 Lakewood had no silver spoons, just an old beat up upright that played out of tune. Now I'm singing and living the life that I love, and I thank God I was an American child. An American child. Cause dreams can grow while born inside an American child. 7 pounds, 3 ounces, she's got my nose, and she as it goes, with a promise that's more than just someone's last name, anyone's equal. And late August came, an American child.
down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sewing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're gonna regret, because I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, you're rosin' up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." Up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow, and he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss, and then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny says you don't bite, no child, no." The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again, cause I told you once, you son of a gun, I'm the best there's ever been." He played, "Fire on the mountain, run, boy, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, I'm picking out dough. Granny, we don't fight, no child, no."
Charlie Daniels Band on WRCO Monday morning. Some things to celebrate. Broadcast Traffic Professionals Day. We don't have a person that actually goes out and reports on the traffic, although, you know, it'd be handy. It'd be nice, you know, to report on that traffic in Little Willow or wherever it might be. Let's see. It's Job Action Day, King Tut Day. It's National Easy Bake Oven Day. How many had one of those? In fact, my daughters did as well. I remember trying to bake with that. We burned the light bulb out at once. I had to find the equivalent at the hardware store, but we did. That was a cool little toy there. And it's National Candy Day today. We have some leftovers from Halloween, so maybe I can celebrate there a little bit. Only had two trick-or-treaters this year, and they were brave souls. Nearly got blown out of the county on Thursday night. Here's Tim McGraw.
Pretty face and alone a smile. I can tell it had been a while. Like a song on the radio dial. We fell in love. She said she liked my Stetson hat. Kissed my cheek and never gave it back. Somehow she made me laugh. I guess that was enough. Stars, fall asleep here in the dark. Well, the
WRCE, good morning from the center. We're at 57 degrees at 19 past 7.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Did you know that 70% of the economy is you and me buying things? So a big part of building a strong economy boils down to putting money into our pockets so we can buy more things. A living wage, affordable childcare, paid family leave, and affordable housing puts money in our pockets and creates an economy that can benefit everyone. When we buy things, that encourages new businesses to open and corporations to hire more workers. It makes no sense to give large tax cuts to the ultra-rich because they can't spend the money they already have. And any extra they get goes into investments, not purchases. When political leaders underfund our families and communities and instead cut taxes for the ultra-rich, they deny us the economic benefits we have a right to share in. So, it's a fair economy for everyone or tax cuts for the ultra-rich. You must make that choice when you vote in November.
Paid for by Patriotic Millionaires. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Your first choice for better health.
Have you ever been frustrated with your diabetes? Wished for someone to support you and problem solve with? Do you want factual information about how to manage your diabetes? If you answered yes to any of these questions, a certified diabetes care and education specialist can help. The Richland Hospital and Clinics has these specialists close to home. Call today to schedule an appointment.
It's time right now for the Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home. Join Phil and Hank for Chet's Chuckle. They may not solve the world's problems, but they'll definitely make you laugh.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Hank?
Hey, you know what? Adam and I are going to have a talk.
Really?
He says that we can't solve the world's problems.
We can't?
Oh. That's what I thought.
Maybe our jokes can today.
Doubt it.
Well, you know, it's kind of maybe a stress reliever.
Yeah, maybe. How was your weekend, buddy?
It was good.
Good.
Had a restful weekend.
Good. Good.
You know, kind of lost my voice in the Friday night game.
Yeah, you did. I felt bad for you.
30 degree, you know, weather. It wasn't too bad though. I was in the booth, but still. But yeah, good game. But then I kind of spent the rest of the weekend trying to get the voice back.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Well, it's coming back.
Coming back.
Right. No,
making progress.
Yep. Well, anyway, yeah. Arkansas lost. Green Bay lost.
Badgers lost to Iowa.
One of my favorite teams won. That was it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We just leave it alone.
Yeah. No kidding.
Anyway, Badger basketball tonight already.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
That's unbelievable.
I got my first basketball game tomorrow.
Really?
Yep. Yep.
Must be what? Middle school.
Middle school. I got moved up from grade school to middle school.
Wow,
yeah,
man.
So I'm on the
Maybe you'll be on the freshman.
Moving on up.
Yeah, get up to the freshman level,
to
maybe.
The top.
Yeah.
Good anyway, job. Anyway, I do. Am I right? I hear people want to hear me sing.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
No, that was a joke then.
Right. That was best joke of the day, probably.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're kind of sick and tired of all the political ads. Everybody that's, you know, but unfortunately, we got to take a time out for another one here. Hold on.
Okay. This is Hank Bray. My opponent has made a darn fool of himself. Now it is my turn. I am running for Pea Ridge Dog Catcher. If you want someone who is not afraid to load up wild foaming at the mouth stray dogs, I am the man. I am willing to put ground beef in my pockets to lure them away. On November 5th, I hope you'll vote for me. Hank Bray for Top Dog of Pea Ridge.
Authorized and paid for by the candidate Hank Bray for Dog Catcher, Tire Kick, and Land Treasurer.
All right. Wow, thanks.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, you can do a lot with AI anymore.
You've been campaigning all weekend.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
But now we got to give your opponent equal time. So I don't know what he's going to say or she's going to say, but anyway.
You think it's Joanne?
I don't know. I haven't been contacted yet. No.
Well, they have to contact you for equal time.
They do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I'm good.
Get their 30 seconds of fame right there.
Well, now it's 60, so I can afford two spots.
Can you?
Yeah.
That's all you can afford?
That's all I can. But you know what? I'm spending that money on those wild beasts.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Hank.
And today's Chet's Chuckle, my man.
That's right.
Hey, the barber shop. A man walks into a barber shop for a shave.
Yep.
The barber asks him to put a small wooden ball in his mouth so he can get a closer shave around his cheeks.
Wow.
The man asks, but what if I swallow it? The barber replies, no problem, sir. You can just bring it back tomorrow like everybody else.
Ooh.
Yeah. Not good, huh?
No. Oh, well. I asked if I could leave work early the other day, and Madison office told me, yes, if I made up the time. And I said, sure, it's 20 past 14.
Nice job.
There you go. Thank you very much.
So, you put a memo out the other day wanting us to sign up for the 401k.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
I did.
Yeah. There's no way I'm running that.
That's a long way.
It's a long way. There's no way I'm running that, buddy. No way.
Well, we'll see what else Hank has up his sleeve in just a moment after these words from Chet's Feed Seed and Such.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As autumn finally sets in, stay cozy with Chet's Apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium bird seed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, or give us a call at 647-8833.
Hank, do you know what they say about a clean desk?
No.
It's a sure sign of a cluttered desk drawer.
Yeah. Or a dirty drawer.
Or a dirty drawer. Yeah.
Hey, why did Tigger stick his head in the toilet, Phil?
I don't even want to say.
He was looking for poo.
I knew he was. Boy, you're just going down the drain here this morning.
Well, speaking of going down the drain, do you know where cow farts come from?
No, I don't.
The dairy air.
Yeah, right? I figured that. Yeah. Oh, Hank, man, I tell you.
That's three for
getting
three
getting in
there.
Trouble today. Yeah. Boy, oh boy.
You know, whenever I fill out a form, you know that form you sent out for emergency contact people that we're supposed to fill out?
Right.
I put, in case of emergency, I always put down an ambulance. Because there's no way my family's answering an unknown caller.
That's true.
That's true.
That's actually a good idea.
That's a true. Please sure. Call an ambulance.
Yeah, yeah.
Because my emergency contact's going to go, did you call an ambulance?
Emergency
no.
Contact.
Yes. 911, please.
Yes. I hear you. Say, the banker fell overboard from a friend's sailboat.
Oh, no.
The friend grabbed a life preserver, held it up, not knowing if the banker could swim, and shouted, "Can you float alone?" Obviously, the banker said, "But this is quite an interesting time to talk business."
That's float
alone.
Good.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Hey, I just found out, Phil, that there's actually a clinical name for what you call it when you can't sleep at night and you eat instead. You know, like I have.
Right, right.
Yeah, do you know what that's called?
No.
It's called insomnum num 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 num.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Insomnum num num num. Yeah, yes. Right. That's the worst thing you can do, Hank, is get up there.
That is my issue.
Jeepers.
Like last night, it was peaches and ice cream.
Oh, well, man.
Anyway.
You need to put some sort of, like, timer on your fridge, you know, like with a chain around it.
Yeah, but I would have the key.
Well, that's true.
Hey, what do you say to Simba when he's moving too slowly?
Mufasa.
Mufasa. Good job.
Mufasa. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Hey, what do you call a girl standing in the middle of a tennis court?
I don't know.
A net.
Oh!
That
boy.
Yeah, getting worse.
Yeah,
worse,
that ain't good. No.
Anyway, I'm really proud of myself, Phil. I wore something from 5 years ago today. Actually, I was so proud of myself.
Huh.
Yeah, it was a pair of socks.
Do they match, though?
It doesn't matter.
Right?
I can reach down and put them on this morning. And I'm good to go.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's probably
yeah.
the hardest thing of the day sometimes, putting your socks
probably.
On. In the morning.
Yeah, you're probably
yeah.
right.
Uh-huh. And June won't do it for me, so what do you do?
Well, she won't?
No, huh?
She's always worried about the bare feet, isn't she?
Right, yeah. right.
Well, anyway, why did the apple stop in the middle of the road?
Mm-mm. I don't know.
It ran out of juice, Phil.
Oh, boy. Should have stopped a while ago. There. Should have stopped after insomnum num 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 num. That's what you should have stopped at.
I still have insomnum num 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 num. Hey, a guy walks in the bar with a dog
yeah.
and says, "The dog can talk. If he talks, will you give me a free drink?"
Oh, yeah, hmm. right.
The bartender, skeptical, agrees. The man turns to the dog and says, "What's on top of the house?" "Woof," the dog says. The bartender rolls his eyes. "That's just the sound the dog makes," the bartender says. The man tries again with the opposite of smooth. "Woof," the dog replies. The bartender, annoying, "That's enough. Get out of here." As the man and the dog leave, the dog turns to the man and says, "Should I have said bark instead?"
Yeah, yeah. Quoting from my old Looney Tunes cartoon yes, all those years yes. ago. Yes.
Anyway, here's your kicker, buddy.
Okay.
Are all you right. ready?
One more. Let me brace myself.
All right. A farmer's driving his truck when he accidentally hits a lawyer's car.
Oh, man.
Both vehicles are damaged, but no one was hurt, Phil.
That's good.
The lawyer gets out of his car, anger, and says, "Are you going to pay for this?" The farmer, trying to calm things down, says, "Hold on. Let's have a drink to settle our nerves." The farmer pulls out a bottle of whiskey and hands it to the lawyer. The lawyer, thinking it's a good idea, takes a big swig and hands it back. The farmer says, "You can drink the rest. I'll wait for the police."
No. Not good. Not good.
Not good. I'm going to tell you something, Phil. Those farmers are smart boys. I'm telling you.
Oh, Hank. So,
but anyway.
Know anything else today?
No, that's about it.
All right.
Joanne is going to have to fight in a little bit. So
well,
she comes in, doesn't say hi to people.
I know.
And that's actually,
she was busy or something.
Well, that's actually kind of a nice present that we get on Monday morning.
Wow.
I know.
When that fight starts, I want to go in there and do the play-by-play. So just let me know.
You got it, buddy. We just don't want to lose your voice. Everybody have a great day. Be kind.
Thank you, Hank.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family. offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials, they are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
I'm Kristen Wall, Joan Baldwin's daughter. When we were expanding our family, I suffered recurrent miscarriages just like my mom did. Losing my pregnancies was devastating. We turned to fertility doctors for treatment, and I couldn't have done it without my mom's support. My mom, Joan Baldwin, knows firsthand how devastating pregnancy loss is, and that reproductive care is critical to keep women safe and healthy.
Joan Baldwin has always used her position to help Wisconsinites in need. She worked across party lines to increase access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Joan authored legislation to extend postpartum care to increase positive outcomes for both new mothers and babies. And she worked to help children in need of guardianship to have access to care provided by an individual they are comfortable with. Joan Baldwin makes state government work for the good of Wisconsin's most vulnerable. Please join me in voting for Joan Baldwin on November 5th.
Paid for by committee to elect Joan Baldwin.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels, custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors? From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
JCPenney has more gifts, bigger savings for every holiday wish list. Celebrate the season that never stops giving. From denim to diamonds, PJs to perfume, and mixers to massagers, we're giving you more options than ever at a value that helps you give a little extra. Looking for more bright ideas? We've got the big brands everyone wants. From Levi's to Legos, there's more to love for them and you. All the deals, all the feels, all the gifts to go around. JCPenney, make it count.
Hi, I'm State Representative Tony Kurtz, and I want to thank you for trusting me to be your voice in Madison for the last 6 years. I'm proud to be a leading advocate for rural Wisconsin and what we've been able to accomplish for our farmers, veterans, and middle-class families. But there's still more work to do, and that's why I'm asking for your vote. You can count on me to keep fighting for our region, our values, and our way of life. Thank you for your continued support.
Paid for by Kurtz for Assembly.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca starts at 11:30. Wednesday's auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding-age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
Hey, Amy, make sure that gas tank is topped off.
Why is that?
Elizabeth Grabe wants to ban gas-powered cars, trucks, and even tractors.
That's insane.
That's not all. Extremists like Elizabeth Grabe are trying to eliminate fossil fuels, too.
That would destroy so many jobs, hurt our community, and drive costs even higher for families.
She doesn't care.
We need to keep Elizabeth Grabe out of the assembly.
I'm voting for Todd Novak. He's an independent voice, always working for us.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
This day in history, a couple of presidential notes. Republican Ronald Reagan won the election in 1980, and in 2008, Democrat Senator Barack Obama was elected. That was on November 4th of 2008. On the entertainment side, Prince launched his Purple Rain tour in Detroit. The year was 1984, and in 2001, the Emmys were finally given out after canceled twice due to concerns following 9/11. The West Wing was the big winner with 8 Emmys. Coming up, the birthday and anniversary salutes today, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
From infants to men size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats.
Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday to Joanne Harris, Angie Reisner, and John Rudersdorf today from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Happy birthday to Clara Shannon and Tyler Woodman from Richland Center United Methodist Church. To Heather Cornell from Beulah Wesleyan Church. Have a great day today, Carter Clone from Mom, Dad, and Brother. Greetings to Sebastian Connor Bauer. Today, happy 25th. We love you so much. Love from Grandpa and Grandma Connor, Trent and Darcy, and Donna, Troy and family, and Tanya and family. And to Sebastian, have a great day. Have an amazing birthday. I love you so much. From Dad. Happy 25th, Sebastian. We love you so much. Love, Mom and Mackenzie. Wishes to Jan Montgomery from the Shell Station Coffee Clutchers, to Joanne Harris from residents and staff of Schmidt Woodland Hills, to Peg Mellum, happy birthday from your friends in the hood. Also to Peg Mellum from Jean Tony. Greetings to Rachel Jelenic, to our special friend, happy 40th, love from the Pizza Gang. Greetings today from the RC Lions to Zach Sherman, Brandon Young, Carter Clone, Raina McCauley, Gage Perkins, Clara Shannon, Rick Schmidt, and Judy and Charles Leffler. Happy anniversary to the Lefflers today. Happy anniversary to Joe and Hannah Brandt from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. And happy anniversary, Chad and Marcia Belter. Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret send their best today.
It's almost here. The Singer Estate Collection will be at J.J. Walsh Jewelers this Saturday, November 9th. We will have their entire collection of celebrity jewelry from Elvis, Elizabeth Taylor, and others. Antique, Edwardian, Art Deco, vintage, and more. What a great way to add to your collection. Uniquely accessorize your wardrobe or find a one-of-a-kind gift for your loved one. Where else can you find this type of creative gifts in Southwest Wisconsin? 9 to 4 Saturday at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food.
Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Do you get fulfillment by helping others? A career in healthcare may be for you. Schmidt Woodland Hills can make beginning or continuing your career in healthcare easier than you thought. A great way to start is through our CNA class held here on our campus. This six-week course will teach you everything that you need to know to get your certification. Let us help you grow your future. If you would like to get more information about this program, contact Tyler Kleist at Schmidt Woodland Hills today.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
News is coming up next here on a Monday morning. Thanks for joining us here on the radio.
It takes people like you to make people like me. From the great Rocky Mountains to the shores of the sea. From the sands of the desert to the tall oak tree, it takes people like you
to make people like me. Those skies may turn gray for a while. You can't brighten each day with a smile. And wherever you go, I want you to know it takes people like you to make people like me. It takes people like you to make people like me. From the snows of Alaska down to sunny Tennessee, and from New York City to Los Angeles, it takes people like you to make people like me. Those skies may turn gray for a while. You can't brighten each day with a smile. And wherever you go, I want you to know it takes people like you to make people like me. It takes people like you to make people like me.
Thank you very much, people. Phil Nee, hoping you have a great day. Joanne has the news next.
Hey, Amy. Make sure that gas tank is topped off.
Why is that?
Elizabeth Grabe wants to ban gas-powered cars, trucks, and even tractors.
That's insane.
That's not all. Extremists like Elizabeth Grabe are trying to eliminate fossil fuels, too.
That would destroy so many jobs, hurt our community, and drive costs even higher for families.
She doesn't care.
We need to keep Elizabeth Grabe out of the assembly.
I'm voting for Todd Novak. He's an independent voice, always working for us.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 57 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and the Philback family of dealerships. A dense fog advisory is over for today. Patchy fog early, cloudy and warmer with scattered showers, a high of 67. Tonight, overcast and mild with periods of rain, a low of 55. And tomorrow, cloudy with scattered showers. A brief thunderstorm is also possible tomorrow with a high of 64. In Richland Center, the air is calm and it's 57 degrees.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. Authorities in Wisconsin say five people died in a vehicle crash Friday night. The Dane County Sheriff's Office reports that the vehicle crashed into a tree off a roadway just south of Verona, a town about 11 miles southwest of Madison. The Sheriff's Office says the vehicle caught fire and all five occupants were pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities have not released their names and ages. The cause of the crash is under investigation. The U.S. Department of Justice will be at Wisconsin locations on Election Day. The Justice Department announced Friday that it plans to monitor compliance with federal voting rights laws in 86 jurisdictions in 27 states. In Wisconsin, those are the cities of Milwaukee and Wausau and the rest county towns of Lawrence and Thornapple. DOJ sued both towns over allegations of failing to provide voting machines accessible to people with disabilities. Thornapple is currently appealing a federal injunction requiring it to bring an accessible voting machine back for Tuesday's election. The mayor of Wausau unilaterally moved the city's ballot drop box after discovering it was not properly bolted to the ground. It was later returned for use, but the Wisconsin Department of Justice is investigating. This election could help determine short and long-term control of the Wisconsin legislature. UW La Crosse Associate Political Science Professor Anthony Trigoski says a new legislative maps have opened the possibility for Democrats to flip seats in the legislature. However, Trigoski says if Republicans maintain control in the Assembly, it could mean problems for Democrats in 2026. Even with new district maps, Republicans are certain to maintain a majority in the state Senate, where they currently hold a 22-10 edge over Democrats. Electioneering is not allowed near or inside polling places in Wisconsin. Elections Administrator Megan Wolf explained that wearing or making some sort of display that advocates for a candidate, a contest, a referenda, something that's on or related to on what's on the ballot. Voters, observers, and poll workers should not be wearing or displaying anything that falls into that electioneering category inside of the polling place. Voters or observers making partisan displays or wearing campaign garb may be asked to leave, although Wolf said elections inspectors have direct discretion in such instances. Polls open at 7 tomorrow, and anyone in line before 8 tomorrow night will be able to cast a ballot. You can find your polling place at myvote.wi.gov. The Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified Saturday morning at around 12:30 of a disturbance on Southwest Lane in the township of Platteville. It was reported that Gerald Moon, age 50, had possibly armed himself with a rifle and was standing on a rooftop. Prior to the arrival of responding officers, it was found that Moon had fled on foot from the residence. A short time later, Moon again presented at the residence and barricaded himself in the second-story loft of a nearby shed. Crisis negotiators from the Southwest Wisconsin Emergency Response Team attempted to get Moon to surrender. After approximately 4-hour standoff, OC spray was used to obtain compliance. Moon was ultimately taken into custody on a warrant for 2 outstanding charges for domestic violence that Moon failed to appear in court for. Additional charges for this incident are pending. No injuries were reported. The 2024 Cultural Landscape Legacies annual tour will begin at the historic Battle of Wisconsin Heights site from the Black Hawk War of 1832 Saturday. Beginning at 9 a.m., the site is located at State Highway 78, a short distance from Sauk City. The tour will be led by David Jetson, former Department of Natural Resources Riverway Coordinator, who was responsible for acquisition of the historic site in the early 1990s and who is a scholar of the Black Hawk War and, in particular, the famous battle fought at that location. In addition to the tour, the group will visit the Native American burial grounds on the property before traveling to Ferry Bluff for a hike to Cactus Bluff to view the landscape and the route of flight across the river taken by Black Hawk's people. Following lunch in Spring Green, the group will tour the shot tower at Tower Hill State Park and discuss the role of Old Helena in the Black Hawk War. A Wisconsin State Park sticker will be required for the final stop. Reservations are required, and the tour is limited to the first 15 people to sign up. Contact Mark Cupp, Cultural Landscape Legacies President, by calling 608-739-3188 or by email at mark.cupp@wisconsin.gov. Cultural Landscape Legacies is a non nonprofit organization dedicated to protecting and preserving rock art, earthworks, and cultural resources in the Upper Midwest. For more information, go to CLLI.org or find CLL on Facebook. Coon Creek Watershed residents will have another opportunity to shape a plan for the Coon Creek Watershed this November. In the last of four public planning meetings, conservation nonprofit Coon Creek Community Watershed Council Incorporated has hosted this fall. The planning meeting will be held from 1:30 to 2:30 Wednesday at Coon Valley's Knutson Memorial Library. The watershed plan, which follows the nine-element framework outlined by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, is meant to identify and address community concerns regarding the care and management of Coon Creek and its tributaries. The plan is a collaboration between Coon Creek Community Watershed Council partners in La Crosse, Monroe, and Vernon counties, Valley Stewardship Network, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, and Coon Creek Watershed residents. The plan is being completed in two parts. The first part, which covers the Timber Coulee Subbasin, is on schedule to move into its implementation phase this June. The second part of the plan encompasses the rest of the Coon Creek watershed and will be completed over the next 3 years with support from a Wisconsin DNR surface water grant. The final meeting in this series will summarize the themes that emerged during community conversations at past events and detail the next steps of the watershed planning process. Coon Creek Community Watershed Council hopes the November 6 meeting will inspire further discussion about priorities for the Coon Creek Watershed Plan and next steps in the planning process. One of these steps will be using mapping tools like the Agricultural Conservation Planning Framework to identify opportunities for conservation practice implementation in the Coon Creek watershed. Material from past planning sessions is available on Coon Creek Community Watershed Council's planning webpage at CoonCreekWatershed.org. Those who have missed meetings but still wish to contribute to the plan are encouraged to get in touch with the council by emailing council at CoonCreekWatershed.org or by attending monthly council meetings. The next Coon Creek Community Watershed Council meeting will be held Wednesday at the Coon Valley Conservation Club. Dinner will begin at 6, followed by watershed updates and a recap of the fall watershed planning sessions at 6:30. The meeting is free and all are welcome. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles now offers an updated motorist handbook that uses plain language principles to deliver driver information to Wisconsin residents that is clear, understandable, and easy to read. This revised motorist handbook focuses on making language simple and straightforward while still providing important information related to the rules for the road and transportation safety. It has been updated to address safety advances built into Wisconsin's road designs, including diverging diamond interchanges, dynamic shoulder use, and roundabouts. The highway sign selection also reflects the most up-to-date sign images. The Motorist Handbook continues to be a vital resource to educate drivers. In addition to covering the driving basics and signs, the online interactive publication explains the process of getting and maintaining a Wisconsin driver license, important safety topics, including dangerous driving behaviors and tips for handling emergencies, are also addressed. Embedded links take the reader to helpful resources. The Wisconsin DMV continues to make its information accessible to more people. Additionally, Wisconsin DOT's recent website update features enhanced ADA accessibility and a mobile responsive design for even more inclusive customer service. Nearly every DMV service is now available online at wisconsindmv.gov.
Hello friends, Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Monday, November 4th. Delight B. Totten, 95, of Richland Center, died Saturday. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Willow Valley Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Delight B. Totten, 95, of Richland Center. John Andrew Surum, 92, of Richland Center, died Thursday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Sunday, November 17th at 1 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military rites will be held at the Five Points Cemetery, Sunday, November 17th at 4. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday, November 17th, from 11 until the time of service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for John Andrew Surum, 92, of Richland Center.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
ABC News at 8 o'clock on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services. Patchy fog early, cloudy and warmer with scattered showers today,